Your workout of the day is scaring Bronco. We have for time in 30 minutes. Our buy-in is an 800 meter run. When we come back from the run, we do an EMOM for 16 minutes. On minute A, we do two rope climbs. On minute B, we do 10 sit-ups, then max support hold. Once we've done our 16-minute EMOM, then we go cash out with another 800-meter run.
I have so many questions.
It's a wild, wild structure.
This is a Wild West workout, isn't it? It does say in the notes here, designed by Jose, so that makes sense. It looks like something that's in his mind. Logistically, I go and run 800 meters. We all do this together. But it takes me 4 minutes and it takes you six.
Yep.
Probably accurate. Do I wait for, if I'm first back, do I get to wait till everybody comes in and we all start together? Or when do we start the EMOM?
No, you start when you get back. Oh. Top of the next minute. So if you, yeah,
so
when
I get back in like 4:05, I wait until the five minute mark. Yeah. And then that's my cue to go.
And then if I come back in like on the 6:05, I'm going to start on the top of the next minute. If we're partners, it's the opposite of the one that you're doing right now. Right.
So I've just finished my two rope climbs and I'm about to do my 10 sit-ups. You'll go to the rope climbs and start there anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. And then I'll start, that'll start my 16 minutes. So your EMOM will be finished a couple of minutes before mine.
Yeah.
You'll go running. I'll finish out my EMOM and then I'll go running.
Amazing. Then my other logistic question is the 10 sit-ups, then max support hold. What way are we doing the max support hold? Is this on boxes, on rings, on
whatever one you can do that gives you a challenge?
Ew.
So if you think you can do them rings, yeah, like do your sit ups and jump on the rings, do as much as you can within that, the rest of that minute. You just do one set till failure.
Have we like a movement standard around that support hold today, like a way we want it done, or is it just make it really difficult?
Basically straight arms, yeah. You're supporting yourself in your hands. And then we want a hollow body position. Mm-hmm. So spine is in flexion. Hips are open, toes are pointed, legs are straight. So it's a very, like, it's a very structured position, very specific, and the coach will go through it.
Cool. Now getting into the workout, like, how do we approach this one today? That first 800 meters, I'm thinking, worst case scenario is you run hard on that, you get back into the gym, and it's like something 55 on the clock. And then you have to start your rope climbs immediately and you've just done a hard effort on 800 meter run. So are we doing a hard effort 800 meter, or is it a kind of medium, get the blood flowing? Is it a casual one? What's the way to do this today?
It's absolutely hard effort.
Is it?
Yeah. No, we have a Bronco to do, you know, and we want to think about that Bronco.
And this is, yeah, if you total all the running here, it's more than what a Bronco is.
Yeah, so that eight, like a Bronco is 1.2 kilometers, 1,200. So this is 800 first, so it should be at a like hard pace. Even I think you could do Fran flat out, and I could say go and do two rope climbs and you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So like,
so don't think.
And then your heart rate's coming down, right? Yeah. The sit-ups are going to be hard on the muscles, but your heart rate's going to be coming down all the time. Yeah. 2 or 3 minutes into your EMOM,
You'll be fine again.
Yeah. So get the benefit of the run by pushing your pace. And then on the last run, when you're a bit more fatigued, that's where it's going to be even more beneficial. So you got to push the pace on the run.
Deadly. Then how do we maximize the EMOM here, the two rope climbs? Is it like, if you're good at rope climbs, do you go do more of them? Do you make them harder? If you can't do rope climbs, what do you do instead?
Yeah, scaling up and down is important here, because two is what we recommend for someone who's good at rope climbs, who has good level of fitness. Yeah. But for some people, that won't do enough for you. So it could be go legless, you could be say I'll do three or I'll do four within a minute. If you don't have two in you but you have one safe one, you could do one, or else we'll give you scaling options in the class for something that gets your upper body pull and your midline stronger. So I would just make it challenging.
Yeah. And then what about the sit-ups? What's the way to attack them and make sure that they're done properly?
I think the sit-ups are there with the rope climbs. A sit-up action is in a rope climb and it's kind of hidden in there. You don't see it so much. But every time we jump and hold the rope, we have to pull our feet up high. The pulling the feet up high is essentially a sit-up.
Yeah.
So the same muscles are being used on both minutes. We're really taxing the midline in this one. We want to make sure when we do the sit-ups, we're not just getting like touch the floor. We're getting the spine to go from the arch shape to hollow shape. Once that's happening, we're flying. if you sit up even faster through the midline, you'll get even more benefit from it.
Very generally then, if we zoom out and look at the big picture here, what are we working on? Because it's lots of little different things, but together, what are we chasing?
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. So we're working our running and cardio in the two runs. Think about that as almost a separate task.
Yeah.
And then in through the middle, we're working on grip strength, upper body pulling strength, midline strength. So we're building foundations for better gymnastics and better strength in the body overall through the middle, while giving us some cardio as we're doing it. So it is one of those workouts where we switch gear, switch mode, and get as much from each section as we can.